The playoff contenders head for Talladega.
On paper, it looks like we're worst ever on a Super Speedway, but we're not that bad.
We got to do a better job at surviving.
Talladega, of course, is its own deal, and it mixes up a bunch at the end.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
We take charities that otherwise may not get the attention from other donors, and we provide funds to them.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission
is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy.
And hope.
And love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Because their future is our future.
And there's still so much they can teach us.
Visit SpeedwayCharities.org. We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Cup Series playoff contenders are heading for Talladega Super Speedway and the second race in the second round. Kyle Larson is confident of a positive outcome despite the fact in the last 12 Super Speedway races, he's been a DNF. 8 times.
We've honestly been pretty good at Super Speedway, just haven't gotten the finishes to show for it. So we've been up front, you know, in a number of them. Like I said, on paper, it looks like we're probably the worst ever on a Super Speedway. But if you really just watch the race back, we're not that bad.
At Daytona and Talladega, Toyota usually gets ganged up on with only 6 cars as compared to 16 for Chevrolet and 14 for Ford. That's why Bubba Wallace says,
we got to do a better job at surviving. By the end of the race, there's only 2 or 3 left. And so it's super hard to fulfill all these ideas that we have, right? I think we got to find a solid spot to ride and make sure we have numbers at the end. Then I think we could do some bigger things than we have. So crazy how it works out.
Having 6 trips to victory lane, Brad Keselowski has won more races at Talladega than any other playoff driver. 8 above the cut line, he was asked if he's looking more for points or is it go for the checkered flag at all cost.
Yes and no. I mean, you want to score a lot of points at Talladega so you can go to the Roval and, you know, potentially lay an egg and not be knocked out. But I don't think you can count on that. Talladega, of course, is its own deal, and it mixes up a bunch at the end.
Meanwhile, Kyle Busch has sold his Truck Series team to Spire Motorsports. Since debuting in 2010, Kyle Busch Motorsports has won 100 truck races, 7 owners, and 2 driver championships.
There are only 8 left in the NASCAR playoffs when they come to Vegas. Who will take home the win? Playoff weekend returns, and it's going to be much cooler. It's October 13th through 15th, the South Point 400 NASCAR playoff race. Kids tickets are just $10 on Sunday, free on Saturday. And Friday is free to everyone. That's right, everyone. Concerts, camping, kids fun, we have everything to make the experience one for the memory books. Las Vegas Motor Speedway, October 13th through 15th.
In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, they've again painted the pit wall pink at Charlotte Motor Speedway for the upcoming Bank of America Roval 400. All the cars will also once again have pink window nets that are going to be auctioned off after the race. It's called Windows of Hope, something Kurt Busch's foundation started in 2021.
I'm out there outside pole next to Larson, and I look over and I see his pink window net, and I got all emotional. And then at the end, to have a nice donor come in and bump it up to over 100,000. And then the second year, we're over 100,000 again. And we're talking just 36 window nets.
Mark Garrow in PRN's Garage Pass, presented by eBay Motors. Burn rubber, not cash, by shopping on eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com.